That's our second home bout ever. It'll be Saturday, June 22nd. Doors open at 6. Bout starts at 7. Tickets are available at Stucco's Pub and Grill on 3rd Street, the Marquette Food Co-op, and Model Town Express in Gwynn. And also from any roller derby girl you can catch around town.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Are you guys, am I correct when I say you guys are undefeated?
Not undefeated. Undefeated in the UP. We've beat out every team we've played in the UP, but we do have a couple losses from a great team from downstate. Two great teams, actually, from downstate.
And Aurora, how are the crowds been?
Our first home bout had over 1,000 people at it.
Wow.
It was huge. We were not expecting... We expected people to come, but not a huge amount of people, and we had a lot of people there.
What was it like to skate in front of that crowd like that?
It was amazing. It was, you could feel the energy. People were stomping on the bleachers and cheering, and it was nuts.
That's got to be fun, though.
It was fun. It was a great time.
So it seems like derby is catching on.
It is. It's the fastest growing women's sport in the world right now. And it's actually being considered as a candidate to become an Olympic sport also.
So, Nitta, please tell us what were some of the best things about last weekend, or the last bout you had, at Lakeview. What was exciting?
The crowd, for sure. It was just amazing to be skating in front of our own home crowd. We've traveled quite a bit now, and it's always somebody else's fans, you know, cheering for them. And to be home and know that all those people were there supporting us was just amazing, and we're so grateful for that.
Is derby as violent as it seems like it used to be?
Definitely not.
No.
it's pretty hardcore, but it definitely is not the kicking, punching, body slamming of the 70s derby. It is an actual sport with rules and regulations and
officials.
And penalties and officials.
So, are you guys still looking for officials?
Yes. The whole UP needs, every league in the UP needs more refs. So we're lucky enough to actually have 4, and that's the most any league in the UP has right now, which is still very low.
Now, when we talk about the officials, are they on the track with you, skating around?
Yep. There is a minimum of 3. But most people like to skate with 6 to 8 officials on the track at all times.
Wow. And Aurora, are you still looking for teammates? Ladies to come and skate with you?
We are. We always are. We just started our newest season of fresh meat.
Mm-hmm.
But they can join at the rec league right now and get on their wheels and get rolling before our next fresh meet, which won't be for another year. We're only going to do it once a year right now because we only have the space when we're at Lakeview.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we're always looking for people.
So if you're interested in getting into roller derby, give it a try. And you talked about how would they join now if they were going to do it now?
The rec league. It's an opportunity for them to get rolling, get their skates underneath them already, get some skills a little bit on their own before joining fresh meet, which is the training for derby.
Mm-hmm. We're talking off the air a little bit about some of the charity work that you guys do. Nitta, tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, we are a nonprofit organization, and part of our mission is to give back to the community. So every home bout that we have, we donate a portion of our proceeds to a charity that we choose. This month, it'll actually be Lake Superior Hospice. So we're very excited to be able to help them out.
That's great. That's excellent. And of course, you have to pay for your expenses for the team. But a charity-minded is fantastic. I did not know that you were a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Pretty much every derby league is. There are some that are for-profit, but very few. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the great thing with derby in the world is it's not only promoting the health of women and supporting them, but also giving back to the communities that they live in.
You have an event coming up this Saturday at Lakeview, of course. Who are you guys up against?
You're against the whole UP.
Yeah, I kind of saw that. Is it a mixture of skaters that are going to form a team?
It is a mixture of skaters from the UP and also, I think, Wisconsin, right?
Yep, we have a few girls coming from northern Wisconsin, and then girls from the league in Houghton and Kingsford.
So they can get people come watch, you guys can get a real show.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's Saturday, June 22nd at Lakeview Arena. Starts at 7, is that correct?
Yes, doors open at 6, bout starts at 7. Tickets are available for $8 in advance or $10 at the door. We also have VIP seating for $25.
Outstanding. Should be fun.
And a shopping show, right?
And a shopping show is correct. Yep, you can get tickets here on a nice discount, too, for $6, as a matter of fact. Nice. So, in fact, people don't have to wait till the shopping show. They can call 228-6800 after 9 o'clock today. We'll set you up. But thank you, ladies, for joining me so much. And for joining me. And have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks for having us.
Dead River Derby, ladies. Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike.